Adventures at the Borden Museum for August 14 featured Stu Walton talking about grain elevators. The first elevators were built in Borden in 1920s. At one time there were 6 elevators in Borden, including National, Province, Sask Co-op, British America, Wheatpool and Canadian. In 1944 the British America burned, leaving 5 elevators owned by UGG, Cargill and Wheatpool, holding 25,000 bushels of grain. Stu started working for Sask Wheatpool in 1964 and worked at various points in Saskatchewan until retiring in 1999 and moving to Borden. Frank Block had made a replica of the inside of an elevator and Walton described how the cribs, 9 sections, an annex were built using fir 2X FAS and 2X6A up to 60 feet high. How the Fairbanks Morse engine, 12 or 15 HP, situated under the office worked taking the grain by the cups to the top and depositing the grain into the right bin. He spoke of the pit and hoist where the grain was dumped by wagon or truck, then the grain was carried to the top. All elevators had a manlift and you added weight to bring them down if you were lighter in weight. In later years the engine was replaced by electric motors. The arrow on the elevator indicated which way the grain cars should come in on the track as the track sloped slightly to make it easier to move, as a boxcar held 2,200 bushels of grain, and it took 1 hour to load them. After the talk inside, everyone went outside to view and talk about the miniature Sask Wheatpool elevator built by the Rempel brothers and donated to the Borden Museum. On August 21, Archie Wainwright will talk on the Bracken Livery Stable in early Borden at 2 p.m. Winning the 50-50 draw at the Farmers Market on August 13 was Sherry Sutherland. Condolences are extended to Dave Wallace, Gladys Wensley and her family on the passing of Gladys' daughter Heather Wallace, 65, on August 10. The service was held in the Borden Community Center on August 13 with Pastor Len Batchew officiating, special music by Mylandra Douglas, eulogy by Mary Hunchick and Marilyn Cross, scripture readings by Raymond Wensley and Tricia Grisbowski and a slide presentation by Colin and Zoe Wensley. Interment was at the Borden Cemetery. Radisson Fair Exhibit Results. High Points Cash Awards to Carter Amson in Section 3 Grain and Forage, Arlene Amson for Seed Grains, Section 4 Roots and Vegetables 1. Loretta Flath, 2. Melissa Hosegood, 3. Sylvia Crabb, Section 5 Garden Fruits, 1. Ty, Delaris and John Hawkins, 3. Ty, Beth Payne, Melissa Hosegood, Shirley Hawes, Section 6 Canned Goods, 1. Loretta Flath, 2. Sylvia Crabb, 3. Janelle Kahovic, Section 7 Domestic Products, 1. Linda Yuskew, 2. Darlene Kint, 3. Angie Hamp, Section 8 Needlework, 1. Melanie Payne, 2. Shirley McKellar, 3. Linda Hosegood, Section 9 Outdoor Flowers, 1. Melissa Hosegood, 2. Ty, Darlene Kint and Loretta Flath, Section 10 Houseplants, 1. Ty, Parker Miller and M. Hosegood, 3. Carter Miller, Section 11 Crafts, 1. Melanie Payne, 2. S. McKellar, 3. Jeremy Flath, Section 12 Art, Open, 1. Jan Lewis, 2. Parker Miller, 3. Kaya Gordon, Kristen Welke, Chris Bodoin, Heather Nutting, Section 13 Photography, 1. Vicky Clayton, 2. Melanie Payne, 3. Bill Sherlock, Section 14 Junior Photography, 1. Zoe Leonard, 2. Taven Warizak, 3. Alyssa Popowicz, Section 15 Junior Art, 1. Max Herman, 2. Carter Miller and Carter Johnson, Section 16 Junior Work, 5 and Under, 1. Kennedy Kahovic, 2. Laurel Kahovic, 3. Haley Hamp, Section 17 Junior Work, 6 to 12 Years, 1. Andrea Kahovic, 2. Joelle Flath, 3. Nathan King, Section 18 Junior Work, 13 to 17 Years, 1. Parker Miller, 2. Jessica Flath, 3. Max Herman, Section 19 School Work, Kindergarten, 1. Kennedy Kahovic and Haley Hamp, 3. Chase Nayer, Grade 1-1. Quinn Leonard and Chloe Sampson, Grade 2-1. Hannah Hamp, 2. Max Gunch, 3. Anton Urbina, Grade 3-1. Andrea Kahovic, 2. Caitlin Nayer and Nathan King, Grade 5-1. Carter Miller, 2. Sterling Johnson, 3. Case Donaldson, Grade 6-1. Justin Werona, 2. Samuel Herman, 3. Luca Herman. There were no entries in grade 4 or in section 24H.